lot of times when people draw this card in the tarot, they're like, oh, my relationship's going to go so great, or I'm going to find my soulmate, or something like that.
Welcome to the Spiritual Badass Podcast, where we talk about using tarot to change your life and business. Join me with our hosts, Amethyst and Brent Mahoney, for today's exciting episode.
Okay, this week's tarot card for coming up for February the 5th through the 11th, if you have your 2024 tarot therapy planner, is the Lovers card. So Brent's here today to help me out, and hopefully from now on-ish. And I wanted him to jump on for this card especially because I think he's going to have some really cool things to say about this one. So the Lovers card, this is my limitless tarot one there. It's got some boobies and stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is already going downhill. In the planner, it talks about the Lovers card is actually about choices. So a lot of times when people draw this card in the tarot, they're like, oh, my relationship's gonna go so great, or I'm gonna find my soulmate, or something like that. Okay, yes, but you have to choose either the person that you want to be with, because maybe you're dating a couple of people, or you need to make a choice, for your relationship, which I think I've been doing okay with. Yesterday, I did a lot of stuff for Brent, so I was pretty happy about that. So choices and deep connection, making decisions guided by love and harmony, and seeking balance between your heart and your mind. This card is about aligning with your values and passions and nurturing meaningful relationships. And we're going to talk about this in a couple of different ways. But before we dive into that, Brent has the Cosmic Tarot, I believe. So you want to
Yes.
grab your card and talk it through. Like, what do you see on the card? And what do you like if you get this card for a daily card, this is the week energy. What would you say about that?
Well, so I've got the Cosmic Tarot, and this is the Lovers. And I'll bring it up here, and we'll see if it decides to play well. It's playing pretty well right there. But if I look at this card, I see that there's at the top of it, there's a yin yang sun up above, which is pretty cool. And down from that is a wisp of something coming out of it and going down to the Lovers. And so it's these two folks. There's also a couple of birds on here that are being very lovey. There's two trees growing, which is very cool. There's a sun or an aura behind them, and they're all sparkly. They have little sparkles on them. There's an interesting thing on her sleeve. She's got three stars right there, and he has, I think, three sparkles in his flowing locks. So I don't know if three means anything. There are three flowers at the bottom also, in sets of three. So I think that's somehow three has something to do with it. And then he has a tank top on, with on the front of his tank top, he's got you can't see it very well on here, but like a king logo, with a crown.
It's not an eagle tattoo.
It is not an eagle tattoo. He might have, this looks like the kind of guy that would have an eagle tattoo somewhere,
Right.
not in this picture. Maybe somewhere special, only for his lover.
Yeah, I've been watching way too much Married at First Sight. So, as you can
We've
tell,
been
like,
watching way too much Married at First Sight.
right. We're gonna get back into the trust tonight.
Oh,
Because there ain't
no.
no trust in that show.
No, there's no
So.
trust in that drama.
So it's really interesting because your card, and I like how you always do the 5-minute tarot process, because I'm like, that's the course that's coming
It
up.
works for me every time. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not a card reading expert. I don't do it very often. You know, it's not like a daily thing for me. And it's something I've learned from you, and I've always been able to do quite easily. It keeps me from just going all over the place and saying, well, I think this. So it's that 5 minute tarot process has just been awesome for me.
Good. So I think what it's cool about that card in particular is like it looks more like what people want the lovers to mean. Like there's two people, they're kissing, it's all lovey-dovey and everything like that. More like a two of cups kind of thing. But what's really interesting is all of those three. And the threes, the three stars, the three sparkles, the three whatever else you said, that's where that underlying thing about choices comes in. And so if you don't know that and you're reading like the Cosmic Tarot or another card like that, where people are like, oh yeah, you're going to think that it's just like, oh, this is, you know, my perfect partner, or this is my soulmate, or everything is going great. When really it is about those, you know, in the Rider-Waite-Smith, you can kind of see like there's this angel above it. There's two people and there's this mountain and this cloud in between. Mm-hmm. And so it is about you have to choose to come together. You have to choose which person. And on some decks, there are like multiple people. There'll be a guy and two women, because those decks just assume everyone's heterosexual. Or maybe it's the two women trying to, who knows? Who knows? But in the 5 minute tarot course, you know, there are going to be different interpretations for the overall general meaning of the card. What if we drew this card in a business and career spread? And what if we drew it in a love and romance spread? So I do want to talk about a couple of those different things. Because it's a major arcana card, sometimes the choice that's coming up can define the path your life will take, or it can define something that's going to affect you for a very long time. So now we're talking about this as far as the weekly energy that's coming up. And there's some crazy energy right now going on with the sun reversing its poles and extrasolar flares and all of this stuff going on.
There's some sun happening in this.
Yeah, some definite sun. But when you're looking at this as far as your planner, and you're looking at this for the upcoming week, you also want to kind of think about what choices do I need to make this week? So, Brent, what kind of choices or decisions are coming up for you this week that you can think of off the top of your head?
I mean, it's...
I like to put you on the spot.
Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things, too. It's taking that time around. I know one of the discussions that we've had is talking about which traditions are important for you, right? And carry that forward. Maybe this is a reminder to focus on that time, that kind of, you know, February 14th sort of, you know, thoughts around, there's lots of stuff going on every single day, right? We got to deal with something with the house. I'm sure that the kids are doing something, as work is going crazy. There's all these other things. It's easy to let that pass by. And what I think to focus on is think about the person that you're interested in, or think about the person you're with, and make sure that they're recognized during this time, right? And it's easy to get caught up and miss all of the different chances to celebrate your relationship or look into that and figure out what that might be. But for my weekly plan, I mean, that's important to do that during this time of year, because everybody kind of recognizes it. And I know, you know, even if it's something like, boy, sure would be neat if I had, you know, I don't want to eat a box of chocolate, but if there's a couple chocolates that show up, I'm not going to throw them in the trash. Just remembering those
hint,
things.
Hint.
And it's, you know,
I just bought him roses yesterday. Now I better get my butt back to the store.
You know, the bar has been set with these beautiful roses. But it's important to let your lover, or even if it's someone you're just interested in, now's the time to kind of put something out there. Or if you decide, hey man, I'm not feeling it I'm not feeling it for Valentine's Day or this week. Maybe it's time for that three to think about that and say, well, maybe it's time for thinking about what that means around this time. So yeah, I think for me, it's more the weekly plan of recognizing what I want to do for that time when it comes for this kind of holiday, right?
Yeah. So you're definitely more focused around the love and romance part, which in the 5-minute tarot course we talk about, it could be a choice that will change your life. You know, choosing your partner, choosing to propose even, or marry them for like, what are we on, the sixth or seventh time? Being true
Remarried.
to your, being true to yourself. Don't let others sway your decision, and can also just indicate a deeper connection with the person you choose. But outside of the arena of love and romance, we've got, if you draw this card for, say, your business or career path, and this could be something more about choosing to, you know, leave the position in you're in to follow your heart's desire. Maybe you want to start a business online. Personally, I am all about backup plans now. You don't want to like just take that leap if you don't have some other income coming in, for the most part, especially the way things have been the last couple of years. And then not worrying about others when making that decision. And I think in some cases, this angel, it's supposed to be an angel up here above the people, you know, like in a relationship, that could even be like the mother-in-law butting in or something like that. But at work, it could also be like you're someone else in your life who is like, are you sure you want to actually do that? And checking in with them. And so you really have to be all in on you and all in on your decision. You know, but also checking in if you have a relationship, of course, with that person. It could be about having a partnership in your career or in your business, or even starting a business with your spouse, or bring your spouse more on board, which is what I'm doing now. I'm like, Brent, you have to do this now.
I'm here. I love it.
I can't do it by myself anymore.
Yeah.
So as far as things coming up this week that you do want to check in with the energy with, we have a dark moon in Capricorn coming up on Thursday, February 8th. There is a spread in the planner that we will be doing together over in, you know, my private community. I guess I should say our private community now. I gotta start R-ing and we-ing a little bit more. Is Saturday the Super Bowl? February 10th?
Super Bowl Sunday. So
Super
that
Bowl
is coming up.
Sunday. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. See, this is how much I watch sports. It's been a while. Super Bowl Sunday is the 11th, but so Chinese New Year is February 10th, then I believe. So there is just a lot of energy coming up right now. And I think the big decision for me and for us this week is actually probably looking at which roofers we're going to get to replace the roof, because that's something that's going to affect us for like the next 20, 30 years potentially. So that is kind of a big major arcana choice. And Brent keeps asking me, like, what color do you want the roof to be? I'm like, I don't care, the lighter one. And we had some neighbors across the on the next street over. We can see their house from our porch. And I was like, that's a good color. Let's just go with that. And so I figured, well, when we hire the roofers and they come back out again, I'll just be like, that house, that color, that's great, right? Just do that. Damned if they didn't replace it with a darker color just yesterday.
What
I'm like, come on, people.
was
I should have taken a picture. So now I
that
am going to have to actually think about it, which I'm just like, ah.
Well, there will definitely be some cards being drawn around who we choose to do it. That's the interesting part is that, I'm really into research before making a major investment in that. And it is a major investment. I mean, roasts are expensive. But getting that replaced and then looking at all the warranties and things like that are important. What's the company that's you're going to be working with? What's their demeanor? What's their reputation online? But some of the decisions that are super important like that, using the cards is a nice way to kind of get a feel around that. And luckily I've got you here to help me with that because that is something that you bring up. It's like we should probably take a look at that. And that helps to get some clarity and some foresight into what it is you know and what it is you don't know and what's going on with that before we even looked at getting the roof inspected, not to go too far off into the roof, but we waited a certain amount of time before even it was the right time to approach it because we had storm damage that happened late last year in December. And we decided that it wasn't going to be, we knew it was there and we knew we'd have to look into it and get it fixed and it wasn't an emergency. However, we decided to wait until about mid-January to get someone out to look at it and start the process, right? And so, of course, the weather did some other stuff along the way, right? And so it was
had
the
a
right
tornado time. Come through.
Yeah, it was the right time. You know, we waited for a reason, and that reason was because we looked into it, and the feeling was, don't deal with it right now. It's not an emergency. Put it off till, you know, middle of January, and then from there, that's the right time to approach it. So I think even a lot of decisions are worth looking into and seeing what the cards hold for you, just because there's more information there that you may not know about.
Yeah. And it's so funny because you're like super Mr. Logic, but for every move we've done, every job we've looked at, you taking every house we've looked at purchasing, like
right.
throwing down some cards. Like that
well,
is.
Well, it's also a great, you know, we're partners in this, right? So it's also a great way to communicate, this is what I'm thinking about, and even just have a conversation about this is how I feel about it, because, you know, it's nice to have something else to look at and say, okay, this is what this is, but also we're having a conversation about something that's a big life choice, right? Do you take this position? That affects everybody in the house. Do you move somewhere? That's a huge decision, is to move and uproot and go commit to doing this move. So having that conversation around that's important, and that's a good place to do it. Is say, hey, let's draw some cards and look at this. It's a great time to take advantage of that kind of foresight and information that you may not know, but it's also a great time to sit down with your partner. Maybe that's the time of year for this. Sit down with your partner and talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And so, no stress, right? You're doing something else, a different activity, but you're talking about a major life decision.
Yeah, and if something comes up and the conversation gets like heated, you can be like, well, it's not me, it's the card.
I didn't choose this.
I've never done that.
You touched my cards. That's why
I've never blamed the tarot. All right, cool. So as you're drawing your daily cards this week too, you do want to look at, you know, what comes up for you with this lover's card and kind of think of that overall energy. And then also remember that this is the year of strength. So technically you could do like a 3-card spread. You could pull your daily card. And if you just want to look at that, that's enough and that's fine. But there may be a couple of days where you feel like, well, there's a little bit more here. So pull out the lovers and the strength card, which is, it's the year of strength. So 2 + 2 + 4, year of strength. And look at, okay, inner strength, courage, resilience, and choices. It's kind of the overall theme. And what is this daily card like? How does that all fit together? And that would be a really cool 3-card spread if you want to do those here and there. I'm a big daily practice person, but sometimes now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I kind of automatically do that, like with the weekly card and the yearly card. I don't know. I've been doing cards for 35 years, so it's, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to rein it back and look at what I'm actually, you know, like the little steps. All right, anything else you want to say about this card before we go, Brent?
Nope, I think it's wonderful. It's a great time to look at that and think about those things. And it's that time of year, right? Spring's coming, dark. We've moved out of the dark dark days. We're into spring. It's the bees are buzzing, the birds are flying. flowers are going to be coming soon, so.
Yeah,
for a lot of people, to look at that.
Yeah, in here it's like 60 degrees today, which is awesome. We had very intense but short winter, and I'm ready for spring. And I think with that solar energy that's going on, there's a lot of days where it's just like high energy, high activity. There's some days that are just like, I'm just dead and going to sleep all day. I've heard a lot of people saying that.
I think less dead days, though. I'm finding it's less dead days for me. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm completely taxed. I feel like the sun, the vitamin D is flowing a little more. So aside from just taking it, which is important if you don't get a lot of sun.
Yeah.
But I feel like the sun's a little more energizing and it's a little warmer days. So looking forward to spring.
Yeah, so that's the energy for this week. Get out, get into the sun where you can, make those hard decisions where you have to. And just remember, you're never going to have all the information you need to make the decision. It's really about making a decision and then doing the best. All right. If you have to course correct and you can course correct later, there's always that aspect of it. But I think a lot of people are just scared to make choices and decisions, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna wait till I have all the information. And you and I both know, like, that will never happen.
No, I never operate that way. I mean, I do engineering work and you still don't know. The more you realize how much you don't know, right? You just have to base it on experience and what you've learned and good advice from other people, right? So you're never going to have the right all the information to make a decision. I really like the planning part. And when you mentioned the, you know, the card of the week and also just like you said, thinking about these things, right? Planning your relationships, planning a work relationship, like you said, that's really important, right? Do you love your work? Are you in love with the people you work with? Or I found
Well, I work with me, so yeah.
I work with you.
Oh, wait, I'm
Work with
working with you
me.
now too, so that's
Love
good.
loving it. But it's interesting. So some good relationships come from your network, right? People, as you work with them more, you tend to build those relationships and you feel some love there, and it's a little bit deeper than just surface working with each other, so that's great. But some of that's thinking about it and some of that's planning, right? So planning can really help. And even if, again, there's no surefire thing like you said, but planning about it and thinking about it and making the decisions that you feel comfortable with is a great way to go into it. I think it gives you a lot more strength.
I think so too. Not to bring up Married at First Sight again, but let me tell you what I learned this week.
What have you learned from Married at First Sight this
This
week?
week. What they were talking about is they always ask the couples. And if you don't know, it's the show where they throw people together, they match them based on like all these surveys and things they fill out. They meet the people and stuff. And they get married, at the altars the first time they see them. And then it's kind of like navigating that relationship and seeing like who's going to stay married and all this stuff. But they keep talking about, they send out these things like, have you ever been in love? Are you falling in love with this person that you married? What would make you fall in love? And what Pastor Cal, because I know you love him,
Pascal.
keeps harping on is that love doesn't just come. A lot of it is taking those actions to create the feelings, doing things for your partner, thinking about each other, doing little simple things. And that is really where it happens.
It's true. I mean, in a couple. What's the chances of two people saying I'm in love at the same time for the very first time? It's not one of them is going to feel it and, you know, take the risk of saying I'm in love. Puts you in a hugely vulnerable position, right? But the chances of the second person being in love at the same time, think about how low that is. I mean, you know, there's unless you two are like meant to be cosmically in the stars or if it's an arranged marriage or something, highly doubtful that two people are going to be in love at the same time, you know, to start in a relationship. Now, it takes time to build that love, right? Love is not, it's not just a chemical thing. Love is built on making yourself open to the idea of being in love and letting your guard down and even just spending time with people, right? That bond builds relationships and love. So, you know, it's interesting to think how, you know, you have to be open to the idea of being in love. And for some people, it takes a lot longer,
And you
right?
have to do those actions, like buying flowers or making
Yeah.
breakfast or
Well, and
building the
being
weird
there,
shoe
right?
rack that I have
Yeah,
to
buying,
do.
putting together the shoe rack this weekend. Really important.
Really, but shoe rack is like, well, that'll change
That'll
everything.
change it. We don't have to change anything. I'm in love. But the thing is, it is being there, and it is doing those things that don't put yourself out. I mean, don't, you know, don't let people walk all over you, but making those efforts, you know, your shoe rack and your closet, the cat decided that that would be a great place to have fun and jumped in it. It's a modular shoe rack system, which is super awesome. but also not built for
Cats.
horizontal cat weight flying into it and taking it. Plus, it's full of shoes. It's very heavy.
And purses. Yes,
and purses.
It is.
Nice stuff. But the cat destroyed it and broke part of it. And so I went in there and fixed it. But that's just because that's how much I love you. I just go in and do it.
Yeah.
I didn't need to be asked to go do that.
No, I was really surprised. Like, you were just like, hey, I'm fixing that.
Yeah, I'll fix it for you.
So last thing before we go, I do want to show you the card from the Lovers for the Happy Tarot. It's really super cute, but it is very Garden of Eden, Christian iconography. And so for a lot of people, you do want to remember, we talk a lot in one of my programs about religious trauma, is thinking about the choice of letting those stories and those ideas go as well. I'm just going to leave it with that because we discussed that over in my TNT group. But that is the energy of everything that is coming up this week. So Deadpool says, have a nice week. I saw that. I've got my sparkly unicorn.
I love that.
Yes. So thanks for joining us today. And if you want to learn more about tarot, you can get your free tarot meaning cheat sheet. It's actually tarotcheatsheet.com. And that will give you that information. And you can find out more about our upcoming 5-minute tarot course, which I'm super excited about. That will help you read any tarot card. The 5-step process is less than 5 minutes. I've taught hundreds, a couple thousand people this over the years, and in in-person workshops as well. People who have struggled to read the cards for, they'll tell me like 3, 5, 10 years. Like, I just can't get the meanings of the cards. We go through the 5-minute tarot process, and within a few minutes, they're like, I know how to read now. That's amazing. And I taught my husband. And so when you hear him do the cards, he's so funny. He'll go, I don't know what this card means. And then he just like goes through the process and he knows exactly what it means. And everybody's like,
the only way.
Yeah. So it's awesome. All right. Go forth and make sure you draw your cards for your planner this week. Get that cheat sheet if you don't have it yet. And we will see you with the cards next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Spiritual Badass Podcast, where we talk about tarot, tarot therapy, and using the cards for your business and life. If you'd like to know more, you can get a free tarot meaning cheat sheet at www.tarotmeaningcheatsheet.com.